Stephen Naismith now progressing forward for Everton. To the left-hand side for Leighton Baines. Into the penalty area where it's half-cleared as far as they can't go! An absolute screamer! A belter! Back on the ground where he scored 17 times in an Albion shirt! But my word! Oh, it's what a treasure for Romelu Lukaku. No real celebrations in respect to the West Brom fans. But my word, it's one to remember for him. And it's a cracker that gives Everton the lead inside 2 minutes at the Hawthorns. What a great strike, curled beyond goalkeeper Ben Foster. Brilliant from Lukaku. Everton got some defending to do now. And the final shot blasted high over the crossbar from Berahino. Got a deflection on the way.
It was a great saving tackle from John Stones. The ball went in initially, but Stones got underneath it. He missed the header. Fell to Berahino, but he recovered John Stones. He got a great block.
And now Chris Brunt will deliver West Brom's first corner of the afternoon. Left footed into the heart of the penalty area. My word. My heart was in my mouth there as well. And Tim Howard got lucky because the ball just bloomed up into the air for him to collect in the end.
Yeah, well, that was a decent ball in there. And we talked about West Brom and their strength, certainly from set pieces. Good delivery from Brunt.
Now Morrison. Morrison's right footed ball up towards the edge of the penalty. It's off the head of Jagielka. Berahino couldn't get on the end of a day's pass. Then Brunt into the side netting. Some of the West Brom fans on this near side thought it may have gone in with Brunt's powerful left-footed rasping drive, but I think Tim Howard knew it was into the side netting.
Well, again, it comes from our own mistakes. It's Leighton Baines that does well to on the cover there, but goes straight to Brunt.
Lukaku hitting one from distance, left-footed from 30 yards and more, and that time sailing wide of Ben Foster's right-hand side.